their boys and their, what do you call them, a shunt? What do you call a child that's not a boy?
Girl.
If a woman's going to have a baby, what do you say? She's...
Well, I just say she's pregnant stuff.
If you don't have a baby, a doctor to deliver the baby, what do you call the woman who might help?
Midwife.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy?
He looks very much like his father.
What if he
favors his father?
What do you say if a mother looks after three children until, you know, they're all grown up? You say she is, what, three children?
She's been a good mother.
Did you ever use reared?
Oh yeah, she reared three children.
What do you say to a naughty child? You tell them you're going to get up.
I'm going to get my belt after you. Generally you don't though.
What do you do? The corn out in the field, you plant it and it comes up. What do you call that? Corn is what?
Growing.
What if you saw somebody, last time you saw them, they were real short. And the next time you saw them, they were, you know, a lot taller. You'd say, you certainly have
grown.
What about your brother's son? It's called your what?
Nephew.
What do you call a child that's lost its parents?
Orphan.
The orphan is looked after by a legal what? Or person appointed to look after an orphan is called what?
Foster parent.
Ever call it anything else? Like,
no, I can't think of one.
How about begins with a G?
Guardian.
Yeah. What do you call if you know, you have a homecoming type of thing, or family reunion, you say, all those people are what? That are related to each other.
Well, they all be your relatives.
Say anything besides relatives?
That's all I know to call mine.
What about, if somebody else were called Johnson, but, you know, isn't the same, you know, Johnson, you'd say,
that'd be my in-law.
Well, if it's, you know, no relation whatsoever, you might say, I'm actually what to them.
You mean if they were all in the same family?
No, if their name was Johnson, but a different Johnson completely.
Oh, we're no relation.